I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We've been huge fans of today's guest for many years now, and whether she's eating turkey subs in the sauna or killing us with her confessionals, the OC has never looked this good. From the Real Housewives of Orange County, welcome to Reality Mums, Emily Simpson.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate your time. We're so happy to talk to you. And this is your fifth season of Real Housewives now. And
six.
We've loved, six. This is the six you've done.
That's okay.
We're into our six. And we've loved watching your story unfold. We've really enjoyed it. Do you ever go back and watch previous episodes and sort of look back at how much you've changed? Do you feel like you've changed as a person?
I almost feel badly about saying this, but I actually don't even watch the current episodes. Like, I don't really watch the show. And so going back wouldn't happen because I don't even really watch it in real time. I see things that I need to see. Like, I'm on social media, so clearly there's people tag me in things and there's clips out there and I see it and I know what happens. But I don't actually sit and watch the episodes. It's hard for me. I'm very self-critical. And so I've learned that I just deal better with this whole reality show and then real life by kind of having that separation between the two. That's just how I handle it. People don't get it. Like, no one on the cast gets it. They're like, they'll text me. Tamara will text me and be like, "What do you think of the episode?" And I'm like, "I didn't watch it." And she's like, "Damn it. You never watch it. Why don't you watch it?" I'm like, "I'm sorry."
You're no fun. You're no fun.
I know. I'm the worst. I know.
I think I'd be similar because I'd be so critical watching different things. And
And, you know, I've tried to actually, I know you don't have a lot of time, but I do feel like the reason why I'm like that is because I'm super analytical. It's probably the attorney in me, but I find myself watching it and criticizing absolutely everything I did and said, and I wish I said this and I should have done this and I wish I knew this and I wish my hair looked like this. It's too much. It's like overwhelming for me. So,
Completely understandable. In this last couple of seasons, you've really been an open book about your health and fitness journey. Mm-hmm. And in the recent episode that was on, you've mentioned that it almost became an obsession. Mm-hmm. Since that time of filming, have you found some time to be able to relax about that sort of thing?
No, not at all. Still obsessed, still at the gym every single day, still constantly thinking about it. You know, I don't know how to get to a place where it's not so obsessive, maybe because I'm on TV. So there's constantly people out there commenting on looks and, "Oh, she looks like she gained weight. Oh, she looks like she lost weight. Oh, she looks like she's bigger. Oh, she looks the same size." It drives me insane. It's that constant dialogue in my head all the time. So I feel like maybe someday when I'm not on the show any longer is when I can actually find some peace. Maybe.
Relax.
Right.
It would be so very hard.
Right.
Now, we're only very early into the season. We're a couple of episodes in, and it's taking a different turn. I wasn't expecting this whole Alexis Shannon drama. That sort of came into this season. It's like, wow. What's your take on that?
You know, I will tell you, when I first heard talks that Alexis was coming onto the show and then I knew that she was dating Shannon's ex, I actually was like, okay, well, that makes sense. Like, that's good TV. This is very housewifey, right? It's like, I have your man now. It's very petty, very superficial. And I was like on board with that because I thought that's housewives. We just start the season. There's some good drama there. I will tell you though, the rest of the season, when I thought it was just going to be the superficial, petty kind of thing, it goes deep. It goes dark. There's a lot more layers to it. There's shocking things that come out. It's just, it's its own entity that just kind of grows and snowballs, and it's crazy.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you that.
I can't wait to watch it.
It sounds so morbid, but very excited for the drama.
Yeah.
For the viewers. We've seen your friendships over the years and your relationship with Shane, and you've had ups and downs in both friendships with Gina and your relationship with Shane. How do you manage these relationships when your life is so public? How do you manage all these changes?
You know, it's hard. I would say the first 2 years that Shane and I were on the show, I struggled a lot because people were so judgmental of him and our relationship. And I think he wasn't interested in being on TV, and that came across. He just didn't want to film. And so it just came off like he wasn't interested in me. So I had to battle that a lot. It was very, it was exhausting. It took a toll on me. I really actually questioned those first 2 years whether I even wanted to be on a show, because I thought, this is just too much. It's permeating too much into my real life, into my relationship. And then I don't know, after the COVID season and Shane having COVID, and I think he got some empathy, and I think our relationship just kind of changed, and he passed the bar and things have settled. I think that Shane and I just navigate it really well. We've learned a lot. I think we respect each other more. We have boundaries when it comes to the show. I let him be himself and say whatever he wants, and I don't get mad. If he wants to make fun of somebody or make snarky comments, I let Shane be Shane. And I think just navigating it that way has really helped us. There's a lot of times where he'll watch the episode and be like, oh, really, Emily, that was ridiculous. You look stupid, or you shouldn't have done that. Or, and I'm like, I know, but what are you going to do? I can't go back in time. And you, and also it's very easy to be judgmental, you know, as a husband from like an outside perspective. I'm like, you didn't live it. Like, you weren't there at 2 o'clock in the morning after 5 espresso martinis, tired and mad and upset. And, you know, there's chaos going on. So, you know,
I think we've also got a better understanding of Shane's humor as the years have gone on.
I
understand his humor more.
I agree with that 100%. I did not realize how deadpan and sarcastic he is because I'm used to it. I've been married to him for 15 years. So I find him amusing. And I understand how, if you don't have a background with Shane and you don't really understand him, and it's the first season or the second season, you just think he's a jerk. And I get it 100%. But I think over the 6 years that we've been on this show, people now realize that he just says what's on his mind. He does it in a certain way. He's very dry. He's sarcastic. And now people embrace it and they think he's hilarious. So,
Look, we love watching you. We love watching you both, and your candidness and the 10-2 Shannon, 10-2 comment will go down one of my favorite professionals of all time. So I'm just going to end the interview on that. On that note, we are
okay. Thank you.
That you paid us that moment.
I appreciate it.
Brand new episodes of Real Housewives of Orange County are streaming on Fridays on Hayu here in Australia, which is the same day as the US. Thank you so much for your time today, Emily.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.